Practice makes perfect. Learn Minecraft.
Welcome to the Learn Minecraft podcast. Today I'm joined by Victoria Scotty, an equine artist whose emotionally rich drawings capture the quiet strength and soul of horses. Trained as an art therapist, Victoria shares how one unexpected moment at the stables changed the course of her entire life and brought her back to her own creative path. In this episode, we talk about everything from following your intuition and reconnecting with your personal art to building confidence and letting go of perfectionism and navigating the challenges of motherhood, all while keeping creativity alive. While we chat, we are both working on exercise 28 from the Equine Practice Journal, a beautifully detailed riding boot. So, if you're drawing along at home, grab your materials and let's get started.
Victoria.
Start again. Yeah, well, I was saying was that, you know, I'm an equine artist. Mm-hmm. And so I dedicate my time to drawing and painting horses. And so I work in different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always, the subject is always the horse. So I mostly use graphite pencils.
Okay.
But I also work in oils. I also work with colored pencils.
Mm-hmm.
And I also work with mixed media. I like to, for instance, do like graphite and charcoal together. Or
oh,
I might
lovely.
Make... Yeah, I think that's some of my newest works are made that way. And then I might also use even colored pencils and tempera paint together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's quite cool as well. But most of my large works are done in graphite.
Okay, is that the huge horses I see on your Instagram?
These are the huge horses, yeah. So those are done mostly in graphite. I have done a few in colored pencils too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw those.
Yeah, the colored pencil work is also very cool. So I thought for today, at first I thought I would do a graphite
mm-hmm.
boot, but then I thought, you know, when I saw all those nice colors, that there's those blues and turquoise and all. I thought, well, let me try to do it in colored pencil.
Okay.
But let me just do an outline first, because I see you have already done yours.
Yes, I did an outline with the tracing paper just to get me started, really.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And, you know, I think that for people who use those practice journals, you know, they can totally do that as well. You know, do the outline if that helps them.
Yeah, because especially it depends on what you're trying to practice, I suppose. If you're trying to practice freehanding and scale, then obviously don't trace. but if you're just trying to practice color mm-hmm. and maybe like, you know, a different medium, then I think it's fine just to get yourself ahead and just get the outline down.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Maybe I should have done the same. Because my process is very slow.
Is it?
Yeah. I just like to take my time. Have a cup of tea here, you know.
Yeah.
I like to enjoy myself while I work.
Yeah. So please tell me more about like why horses.
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it short. I am really actually, you know, I'm not a pet portrait artist in that I don't work for commissions that much.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually, by training, I'm actually an art therapist.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I'm actually an art therapist. I actually have a PhD in art therapy.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's very interesting. It's very, very interesting work. But then there was something that happened. You know, like when you work as an art therapist,
mm-hmm.
you know, you work with other people, so you help other people
mm-hmm.
express themselves through the art, mm-hmm. and
mm-hmm.
you help them you know, get on with their lives, or you know, if they have in trouble or they are maybe in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
You know, to help them get more settled and feel better emotionally, and also to discover things about themselves, you know, if they are more, you know, regular people who are not, you know, maybe they don't have a diagnosis, but they just want to find out more about themselves. Okay. So they might go to an art therapist, and they might want to work on their creativity and, you know, to discover different parts of themselves and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's really fascinating to help others do that and to see how people really come out of their shells and how they begin to really flourish, you know, through the art and gain so much self-confidence and self-esteem mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff. But so, you know, for an art therapist, it's really important also to do your own artwork.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't get lost in that, all of that, you know, people's drama and all of that stuff. So, well, somehow, you know, for me, anyways, I felt that, you know, I saw people really mm-hmm. enjoying the art making, and then I was not making so much of it myself.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I wanted more of that into my life, but then... And I was always making art, but different kinds. And so my daughter used to ride, and I used to ride as well. Mm-hmm. And so we, one day, I mean, it was so weird because I had just gotten my PhD and all. So, but then we were at the stables, and it was so weird because I got a sign. I got a clear sign from, you know, I don't know, the universe, whatever. I saw a horse, you know, he looked in my eyes and he told me in a way that, okay, you need, next time you have to come back with a sketchbook. It was so clear. I could not ignore it.
Yeah.
So I went back with the sketchbook. And so I started sketching at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And so somehow I just felt, well, I just kind of keep going. Mm-hmm. I need to keep going. And I just kept going. And, you know, I haven't looked back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I've just enjoyed it so tremendously, and so I saw that, you know, this kind of work also brings joy to other people, you know, when they commission a work or they buy one of my drawings or one of my paintings.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine, you know, it was back, I don't know, 8 years ago that I started doing it. So she said, well, Victoria, you really should have an Instagram account, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, what is that? You know, I never mm-hmm. had.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you should. It's easy, you know, you can do it. I know, I'm not very tech savvy, so, but I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So I started posting, you know, my work on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful because I met so many wonderful people through Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, I followed beautiful horses, and I've been invited, you know, all over the world. Oh, come and, you know, come and meet my horse, you know, come and visit us.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I've made so many wonderful friends on Instagram. And so I just find it super enriching, you know. I just made this great friend in Japan.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do a collaboration.
Oh,
it's
wow.
I haven't shared about it yet because we're only starting out, but but I think
what kind of collaboration?
Cool. It's going to be paintings,
mm-hmm.
but also I am working on an engraving right now based on one of the pitches.
Okay.
So that I'm gonna go to the printmaking workshop today to do a test print on that engraving. So I'm super excited about that. This evening I'm gonna head over.
Oh wow, that sounds so exciting.
It is. I really enjoy it, you know. So yeah, I'm really passionate about it.
And are you still an art therapist?
I work work more in an academic setting, so okay. I don't work clinically that much more, just a little bit in private practice sometimes, but I do work for, I'm originally from Estonia.
Oh.
So I work at two different universities there, you know, part-time as a guest professor, like a visiting lecturer.
Okay.
So that is a good balance for me, you know, because I love to teach also. So it's a good balance for me to you know, a few courses, and then the rest of the time I can devote to my artistic practice and to my family as well.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. It gives you a lot of flexibility then.
Yes, it gives me a lot of flexibility, but you also really have to be organized. So that's sometimes I'm quite good at it, you know, multitasking and all, but sometimes it gets a bit overwhelming as well. Like these past weeks have been a bit crazy. But, you know, hopefully it will get better.
Please tell me more about when you draw horses, like, I guess because you've obviously done a lot more than I have. I've only done a few horses. So what have you found, like, you notice more, like the more horses you draw, or your most favorite part of drawing a horse?
Well, you know, it's they are very interesting animals. I mean, those who have had connection with them. You know, of course, one thing is the outward shape, you know, they are just beautiful, graceful animals. But for me, it is really the connection with their soul. You know, they are soulful animals. And so just that kind of connection that I make with them is something that motivates me to draw them. So I almost don't look at them as animals, but I look at them as souls, for me. Therefore, many of my works, you know, they are a little bit otherworldly. You know, the horses, they are kind of like messengers. They are from a different, maybe from a different place. So that's something that motivates me to connect with them, and therefore, you know, I choose the ones that are, you know, dreamy looking. Like oftentimes they are either, you know, dreamy or introverted, or like kind of like they are a little bit like self-portraits also, because I connect with parts of them very much. And so, but then also, of course, the just the outside of them, which is just gorgeous eyes. I mean, those bright eyes,
those eyelashes.
Yes, the eyes, and you know, the muzzles and the, everything is just so wonderful.
Do you meet every horse that you draw then?
No, unfortunately, no. I mostly work with photographs.
Okay.
So that's the thing, you know, because people, if they commission, you know, they most of my work I send to the United States, most of it goes to the United States or the UK or Germany. So people send me if I do commission work. And then if I just do my own, you know, then I have the liberty of choosing whichever reference photographs I want. I'm very fortunate. I have very good friends on Instagram who are photographers.
Okay. And they send you pictures.
Yes. If I ask them, then they will allow me to use their photographs for artwork, for references.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, because they, you know, it's very important to have a good reference, because my work is quite detailed. And, you know, if you don't see the detail, well, then especially if it's large scale, then it's very difficult to get, you know, a good result. So you want a good detailed photograph.
Yes. What's the biggest scale that you've done so far? Because I've seen you do quite a few big ones.
Yeah, the biggest one I think is almost 2 meters by two oh, meters. Wow. The, wow. It's 180 by 180, the paper size.
Uh-huh.
So I think this is the largest one I've done. But mm-hmm. normally, yeah, I would do like 150 by 150 or something like that.
Right. Okay.
I just
oh, it sounds amazing.
I love to, you know, I love to have them almost true, almost life size.
Yes.
Or larger than life if I can.
Yes. Yeah. I love your it was the black and white spotted horse, is it? The cut in colored pencil you did?
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about this one.
Amazing Knabstrupper. Mm-hmm. It is an amazing horse that I have drawn before, also in a smaller
okay.
format. And so they wanted it. I mean, that husband is amazing. So there's a husband and he wanted this as a gift for his wife.
Right, okay.
I mean, I wish there were more husbands like that in the world. So, you know, it was a surprise. Surprise. And so we worked on it together, and you know, I would send him like progress pictures to see mm-hmm. if he improved them. And so we figured out, you know, he figured where he wanted it in his house and all that. And so he gave it to his wife for a birthday gift. That was a really amazing horse. I mean, just
is it their horse?
Yeah, it's their horse. I hope I get to see it in person, to meet it in person.
Yeah, it was a beautiful horse.
Absolutely a joy to draw.
How long did it take you? Because that was huge.
Yeah.
How big was it?
Those big ones. Yeah, this is one. This was 120 by 120. I'm talking in meters now, you know, metric.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, those large ones, I put a lot of time into them. So. Like a month or two, so I need to plan a bit my time around that.
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't like to rush things. Yeah, this one took 1 month, I think, because mm-hmm. you know, even though it is huge, but because of the spots in the background was mostly light, so you know, if it had been a dark one, a dark black or you know, then it would have taken me 2 months, because I work in layers, so that would be many layers to get that depth.
And what did you what medium did you use for that one?
That was graphite.
Yeah. Wow.
And there was beautiful charcoal. There was some charcoal also, actually, for depth. Mm-hmm. So that was the mixed media in you know what I told you about that I like to do.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I like to mix as well. I like to mix colour pencil and pan pastels.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's cool.
That's what I do quite a lot. Just because I like the pastels as a base layer, and like now I'm using coloured pencil to go over the top and get in all the detail.
Oh my goodness, you have gotten along so far, and I...
But I did already have my outline. I did already have my outline, so, you know...
Goodness, but I see that I only got an outline done.
That's all right.
But we already have used the half hour, so
that's all right.
Goodness, well,
you've got a beautiful outline down.
Well, I better start, you know, shading something for people who are gonna watch later. No,
yeah.
I mean, otherwise they're like, okay, that's a nice lady, you know, telling us about her life and all that, but she hardly got anything done.
That's okay. It's not necessarily about the drawing. We're just enjoying each other's company and having a nice chat.
No, that's perfect. That's always
it's
just that, you know, I thought I would just go as I... So, you know, I want to just test out some colors to see...
Yes.
What would look best?
So what's well,
this
your
is one of my
process?
Favorites.
Okay.
This one is very good. So sometimes instead of black, I use this dark indigo. I think this is
okay. I love that color. Yeah. And I've got one too. It's just very small.
Oh yeah.
I've used it a lot.
This cobalt turquoise also is one of my favorites that I use a lot. So I think maybe something like this, and maybe some kind of a purple.
So why did you choose a boot for us today?
You know, I was looking over the practice journal, and so I thought, wow, this is such a beautiful image. And I thought, yeah, I want to challenge myself to do something different, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Because I always do horses, and I thought, well, you know, maybe to do something as detailed and something different, just
still horse related.
exactly.
Yeah,
so horse related.
That's a good thing about these journals, is that they do have so many images that you can just try and branch out a bit.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
totally. But
I've never drawn a boot before either, so it's quite fun.
Yeah, but it's a good, you know, I just wanted also a detailed image. So
do you like to draw a lot of detail then? Is that what you're attracted to?
I do, you know, because it's very meditative. You know, some people don't have patience or the time. So you need to really have two things. You need to have patience and you need to have time.
Yeah.
So if you don't have one of those things, then it's really frustrating.
But yes,
if you have them both, then it's very enjoyable. Me,
I feel like I have limited patience. Like, I really want to do detailed stuff, but then I don't like it if it takes too long.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I really enjoy it because I get lost, you know.
Yeah.
In the process, I would put an audiobook on, or you know, a podcast. Huh? I would have a cup of tea.
Nice.
And, you know, and it's a lovely way to
end
the day. If you can, of course, it's not always possible because there's so many things you need to take care of, and I have two adolescent children. So there's always something, like they need to be driven someplace, or they forget something, or mostly they need to be fed all the time because they're hungry.
Yes, that's usually what children need.
Yeah, I have my son is 14, and he's always like, "What's for dinner? What's for lunch?"
How do you find balancing art and being a mum then?
It is definitely a challenge. It is now a little bit less of a challenge because they are much older. It was very difficult when they were young. I remember it was very difficult. I had a really hard time. I hardly had any time for myself. And so it was, you know, frustrating at times. But now, for instance, you know, of course it's easier because my daughter is already 16. And I just, like, for instance, this year, like last year, I was very productive. I did a lot of work. I was so proud of myself.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of work done. But now she's getting ready. You know, she's working on her exams, the A-levels and all of that. You know, she's getting ready to go to uni. So I consciously took the time. I'm like, okay, I'm taking 2 years, you know, to focus on my daughter and help her get, you know, get to the uni and start out. And so I know that I will be working less. I will have a little bit less time for myself. But I know that it's going to be 2 years and then I can pick it up again. So, you know, just like that, I just made a choice.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Otherwise, you'd be hard on yourself, wouldn't you, if you weren't getting enough done.
Exactly. So I figured this year there's a lot of driving, you know, driving her to football practice, you know, driving her to school and all of the exams and whatnot. But I'm like, it's all right. I can do it.
Yeah.
But then
that's... I will. Once a good idea.
Yeah, once she's out, you know, to the uni, then I'll have my son, but it will be just one. And so we'll be less driving and all of that.
Do you have any big projects planned then for when you have more time?
Well, just kind of, you know, hoping to continue what I'm doing. And I'm building a studio. You know, I have a country cottage, very lovely.
Oh, yeah.
In the countryside where I mostly work today, I'm in the city because I was afraid. The only reason I'm in the city is because I was afraid the internet connection is not gonna hold.
Oh, okay.
You know, I figured, oh my god, maybe I need like very good internet for this.
Yeah.
And then what if it cuts off?
Yeah.
But I'm building, so it was, we bought it 5 years ago. You know, we live in Spain, so it was a lovely cottage, but, you know, unfortunately it had been let down. It was abandoned for 10 years or so. So
it was, okay. You
know, not exactly a ruin, but...
Yeah. Needed a bit of love.
Yeah. So we started, you know, fixing it up. And it's a lovely, lovely, very inspiring place in the mountains.
Oh, wow.
So that's where I mostly work, especially all of the large works are done there because there is good light, very good light, a very good space where I can use the large supports. So I would be spending more time there and fixing it up a bit more for the studio space as well.
Yes. Oh, that sounds like an amazing space to be.
Yeah, and I'm even thinking maybe I'll do a little project, like, you know, to open it up for artists.
Oh, really?
Like for a residency, you know, for small residency.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, two artists at a time. They could come. I have a nice pool. And...
Oh, nice. Maybe you could host art retreats.
That's what I thought, maybe, you know, but
like, yeah,
small scale. And I can make a good paella, a good Spanish paella.
Okay, just let me know when you're inviting people. I'll be right over.
No, it's a lovely, lovely place, and it's very peaceful. It's in the mountains, yeah. But you know, not high, but it's a it's all protected land and all. So.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, very magical.
It is, and the light is amazing. You know, so I live in Valencia, and that's where the light here, I don't know. You know, if you've seen Sorolla, the famous Sorolla paintings of the sea and the beach, and the light is exactly like that. It is very bright and warm at the same time. It's, I think, for artists, it's really a great place to visit.
I know because what you mean, because I used to live in Nice.
And
the way the color of the sea is just so unlike anything anywhere else.
Magical.
Yeah.
I just love it. And now, especially with the hour, you know, that we have gained.
Oh, yes. We needed that.
Yeah, it is really wonderful to enjoy the long evenings. I look forward to the Easter break. The kids will be off and we can all go there. So I have a large drawing there.
Oh yeah, what are you working on at the moment?
So it is I started it actually last year, I think before Christmas, but I had to set it aside a bit.
Okay. So
I'm ready to get it's a large one in graphite.
Okay. What kind of horse is this one?
You know, I'm actually not sure the breed. It looks a little bit like Arabian mix, I think.
Oh, okay. That sounds nice.
It is just very smooth, kind of has. I like the ones that have a smooth coat.
Right.
I don't
like quite short.
Yeah, quite short and quite smooth, because the ones that are very furry, that's not my cup of tea.
Right. So you don't like all the details of fur then?
Yeah, no, I'm not into that, you know.
Right.
That just drives me crazy. I like more of the sculptural feel.
Okay.
I like them. You know, I like the clean lines and just more attention to the eye. Because if it's furry, then usually, you know, you can't even see the eye. So it's really...
Right.
It's not for me to do.
Is it their heads that you like to draw quite a lot then?
Yeah, exactly. I'm more into portraits, not that much emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen lately I think it's charcoal when their mane is like all wispy and it looks like they're galloping. Very beautiful, sketchy style.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the charcoal with graphite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I lately I've gotten really into that.
More like a looser style.
Yeah, I just love to blend it and, you know, just like the dreamy kind of look.
Yeah.
That.
I can feel like the energy in those. You really feel like you're capturing them galloping on the page.
Mm. Yeah, I just love the manes too, like that. Mm. So,
what I'll inspired make you more. To do that?
You know, it's really... I have done a few in that style. It's that dreamy kind of style. You know, for me, I connect with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I dream of them. And so.
Really?
It's just otherworldliness of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I sometimes feel like that myself, that I'm from another planet, you know, not quite realistic, not at all. So. My husband sometimes thinks that I'm a bit, you know, crazy. But
no, it sounds magical. I love it. You're like, you're capturing, the soul of horses and their otherworldliness.
Yeah. I enjoy doing that.
I love the idea of that. It sounds really magical.
Yeah, I like magic, you know. I like, I dream a lot. So, I'm definitely not somebody who's down to earth at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it shows in my work because, you know, as I've said elsewhere, as an art therapist, you know, I can say that, well, every artwork really is a self-portrait.
Mm.
You know, we see that, you know, whether you want to admit to that or not, but it really is. So who you are,
yes,
it comes through, whether you want it or not. So I think it's best not to fight it, you know, not to try to be who you're not, because it's not going to make you happy. Like, you know, with artists too, many artists struggle with the artwork because it's not, kind of not the way they want it to be, but oftentimes it's that they want to do it like somebody else's,
right? Okay, rather than finding their own.
I think
way.
So, and that's what makes you so frustrated, because it's not you. You know, you're like, well, I want it to be something, but it's not.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you mean by that, because I feel like I've struggled for a while trying to figure out what I want to do other than pet portraiture. And it
so you have
can be
other
sort of,
ideas?
Yeah, and it can be quite overwhelming, I guess, if you say, okay, you can draw anything. It's like, oh my goodness, then what? What do I want to draw if I can draw anything? Like, it's quite overwhelming, I think.
Yes, it can be. But then, you know, because sometimes people have told me, like in the past, you know, oh, you have to find your style and just keep doing that one thing. But for instance, you know, I have quite a different view, because I say, well, you should just do what you fancy at any given time.
Mm.
And let's say, okay, you know, let's say today you want to make children's portraits or, you know, whatever it is, landscapes. Or you want to paint, you know, instead of using your pastel. Mm-hmm. Well, so be it. You know, it's not your style. It's not what people expect of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's something different. But I think you need to work a little bit, especially us women, a little bit with your intuition. Mm-hmm. You know, what you feel that makes you happy at this time and what you want to do.
It changes a lot, doesn't it?
It does, because then all of a sudden you're not performing for somebody else anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that brings
you
joy. It brings you joy. So maybe you made a still life of, you know, a kettle and a few teacups and with some lemons or something, you know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe people say, oh, you know, what kind is that? You know, that's not real art. You need to, you know, get out there and make something large. And, you know, especially for women, they say, oh, you have to be extravagant and, you know, large brush strokes and something like that. But you know what? It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
So I think just make whatever you want and be open to where it leads you, because you never know, it might lead you to someplace even better.
I see. Yeah, that's very true.
Just to be open-minded and not shut yourself off, you know, because maybe nobody else is telling you to shut those opportunities off, but, you know, some people do it to themselves.
Yeah.
I know firsthand that, you know, many years I just tried to be somebody who I was not, and that didn't make me happy.
Yeah, it's very horses, true.
You know, because oftentimes people say, oh, horses, that's not real art. You know,
this. Why would they say that? It's just an animal.
Yeah, it's not real art, you know. It's so be it. Listen, you know, it makes me very happy to draw.
Yeah.
And if you don't think it's real art, well, go elsewhere.
It's not for you.
Something else. You don't like them.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Oh, I love your art. I think your horses are just so beautiful. And now that I know more about how you see them, it makes it even that much more magical, I think, now when I look back at your work.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say. I think it always brings a different perspective to the work. You know about the artist and,
definitely
open up a bit more.
Yeah, because it helps, I guess, to also see artwork through the artist's eyes as well. And that helps you see it, I guess, differently and see more to it.
Yeah.
What do you say to someone who's sort of lacking in confidence in terms of, like, trying to try something new or worried about showing their artwork to people?
Hold on. I've got somebody here at the door.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, unfortunately, there is no good recipe. I think it's just really time and experience, you know. I think something that helped me was just consistency too.
Right.
Because, you know, you might sometimes think, oh, I will wait for inspiration to strike. And, you know, this oftentimes people feel this way.
Yes.
But
waiting.
Then you just need to put pencil on paper every day,
not a
day without a line, and that really helped me, because, you know, I've been stuck too in the past, and then I started, you know, that was just okay, not a day without a line, and oftentimes you just sit down and you think, oh, I'll just do a little sketching, but then once you started it, you're like, oh, you know, I can do some more of that. So it's coming up. So I think this is what really might help, was just to keep doing it, not try to be perfect at it, but just to keep doing, and that just kind of might inspire you.
I love that. Not a day without a line.
Yeah.
It's
not my original idea, it was somebody else's, but I don't remember who's. But it did help me to become more productive, because I used to be, you know, I'm a recovering perfectionist. I used to be very hard on myself. Very, very hard on myself. And just trying to be like, oh my God, if it's not perfect, it's not worth sharing, or it's not anything.
Throw that away.
But it's really, sometimes the process is as important as the outcome.
That's very true. Yeah, I have that issue as well with perfection.
Yeah,
I guess because as a commission artist, you do actually have to get it perfect the first time.
Yeah.
And otherwise you have to draw it again and the client will be unhappy. And I'm just so used, I guess, to having to perform like that when I come to trying my own art, I get frustrated that I can't do it perfect, even if it's something new, you know.
I see that. Yeah. I hear you. And also, you know, maybe just to, once you get set also in your way, like to, as you said before, well, to maybe draw something different, but it's kind of hard to think, oh, what am I going to draw? Because
yeah,
I'm used to drawing, you know, these specific subjects.
Yeah, exactly. It's quite nice that you've chosen a boot today, because it's not an animal and it's something different for us to do. And but I still want to get it perfect.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, as you can see, my process is so slow. I cannot, even in an hour, I can't get finished. But
you're doing a beautiful job, though. I love the buildup of colors.
I love the colors. So, you know, that's because I work in layers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to build them up a bit to see how they will come together in the end.
Yeah.
So I always like to have those turquoise or purple undertones,
mm-hmm.
and then to build the darker layers with the indigo on top. And there are those nice, really nice reflections on the boot.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of reflections. Trying mm-hmm. to get them accurate is kind of tricky, because mm-hmm. if you don't get them accurate, then the foot will look weird.
I know, it's really a challenge, you know, therefore I chose it, because I think, well, you know, if I'm going to do something different, I'm going to, you know, challenge myself to it.
Yeah, challenging me as well.
Of course, yeah, because I didn't realize you haven't done it. I figured you would have done all of them.
Oh, no, not yet. I will eventually do them all. I plan on just doing them one at a time and hopefully do, well, there's 900 altogether at the moment. So
that's a lot of work.
If you count all of the journals, so well, I've maybe done 10.
Yeah. No, but it's a great idea. I think it's a good idea.
Thank you.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying them, you know. It's just such a nice way to step out of your comfort zone and not feel like, I guess, too guilty for doing something new that's not necessarily for a specific thing, because they're so small. Mm. It doesn't take too much time.
Mm-hmm.
And it does just allow you to try something different, which is, it's just what I needed. I needed to try something different with my career.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's also a nice community, you know, that you're building. I think that's really something that I appreciate on Instagram, you know, that you can,
yeah,
you build a nice community of people, you know, who inspire you, and you can, you can see what they're doing. And so that, for me, I found a lot of inspiration, you know, on Instagram.
Yes. By following other artists and seeing what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Because sometimes it's a bit solitary work. You know, I'm an introvert to begin with, but so I don't mind, you know, working on my own. Yeah. But it's just that you get a little bit too wrapped up in your own world.
Yeah.
So it is really nice to connect with other artists and to follow them, to see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Do you follow many other equine artists?
Yes, I do. I do. I follow equine artists. I follow horses.
Mm-hmm.
I follow photographers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but everything to do with horses, because it's just this, the Instagram account for me is just for that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't post like personal stuff or, you know,
yeah,
maybe sometimes in stories or so, but it's always related to the artwork, always related. So also the inspiration that I want to get is always also related to that. So I want to keep it really focused.
Yes.
Because
yes,
otherwise,
yes.
You know, I don't even follow my cousins back, you know, I feel bad. But I just feel, listen, if I want to see the personal stuff, I can go to Facebook or, you know, whatever.
Yes,
family
of course.
Group. But
or a personal Instagram.
I just can't do it. You know, I just don't have the time and energy. I want to focus on this.
Yeah.
And just keep it. Because otherwise it just defeats the purpose. Then I would never go on it.
Mm-hmm. Do you draw other things then apart from horses that you wouldn't necessarily post on Instagram?
I sometimes do botanicals. I do plants.
Okay.
but not very often, but I do sometimes I have done it. And also, well, sometimes I combine them with horses. I have a series of works. Like every summer when I travel, I bring a sketchbook. So that's a cool project.
Oh, wonderful.
So because, you know, in the summer I can't bring large canvases, large.
Yeah.
So I bring a tiny sketchbook, a portable sketchbook. So that's really fun. And then I will just try something, either something different or work around a specific theme that I come up with for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so then sometimes it's been like horses with plants. I also combine horses and children. I have drawn my own children, and I'm so glad I did it when they were younger.
Because now wonderful. I look
at this work and I'm like, oh my God, these are beautiful memories. And
yeah,
you know, it's lovely to have those. So draw children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I might draw other things. There's one, I always wanted to draw my father's hands. And I, to this day, I regret it because, you know, he passed away last year.
Oh, and I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I, you know, because he had a workman's hands. And like
yeah.
Today, nobody has hands like that. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. But, you know, he had those really calloused and like deformed fingers from working with wood and working with materials. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to draw them because they are really something special.
I know what you mean. That's
something that I did not get to do, and I regret it because he passed, you know, very suddenly, and I was not prepared. So if there are things like that, you know, like childhood, you know, things like past that you cannot get back, do it. You know, memories, and you can't get them back, you know. So.
No, that's the good thing about artwork is that you can, I guess, sort of draw from memory with a bit of using a bit of reference pictures as well, and sort of like make your own version, I suppose, if you don't have the actual pictures to hand.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to draw portraits as well. I actually always used to draw people and mm-hmm. faces before I became a pet portrait artist.
Mm-hmm.
But and now I actually used to draw horses a lot when I was younger.
Yeah. Mostly draw. I've seen some nice cats. You had a lovely family. I saw them.
Yes.
12. Was there 12 cats?
I think it was 8.
Okay.
8 cats.
That was really nice. I just really love that.
Yeah, it was really nice. I do really like doing those sort of family portraits because you can't really get them all to sit together. So it's a nice way of having them all together.
And, you know, I have 2 cats, but I have never drawn them.
Oh.
They are 5 years old.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Maybe I should. It's just the fur that's intimidating. So, but maybe I can paint or, you know, use a different medium. Mm-hmm. I could do an engraving. I think cats
are really fantastic, nice.
You know, for prints, for engraving, because then you can get this really nice contrasted fur going.
Mm.
So maybe that's something that I will make.
That sounds like a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see that.
Just add to the ones, you know, I'm only learning that
yeah.
art. That's something new as well mm-hmm. that I challenged.
What gave you the idea to try engraving then?
It was really interesting. So I just went to a workshop. It was a painting workshop. But it was at a printmaking studio.
Right.
So, but the artist that was the painter who was the teacher, so she also made prints. And so, you know, I just saw the stuff that was there. It was very inspiring. And the teacher was very gracious. And she said, oh, you can join my my group here, you know, every Thursday, there is a group of artists. They come to the studio and then, you know, I'm here to help with your project and all. So I figured, okay, I'll try something different, challenge. But really nice one also to, you know, to share with other artists. I think this is really nice.
Yeah.
So I'll be going tonight. So I look forward to it.
Oh, that sounds and like so much fun.
Yeah, it's like two hours at a time. But it goes flying, you know.
Yeah. Well, like us, like we're basically out of time, but we did get a little bit have a delayed start, so 5 more minutes.
Yeah, but you can see mine is just I just have the layers, the base layers kind of going, so I have not got
them
very
calm. It's looking beautiful. I'm loving these colors you're using.
I love to use brighter colors for the base layers,
right,
and then later to mute them, you know,
right, okay, yeah,
colors. So if I don't get to finish now, do I then finish at my own
you're welcome time? To finish it, or you can just send me what you've already got. It doesn't matter really, it's up to you. If you're feeling inspired and you like to finish it, you're very welcome to.
Well, I figured so, you because you want to post it, no? Or
yes, okay. I will post it. Whether well, it's finished or not, it doesn't necessarily matter.
Well, then I should try to at least bring it to some kind of a conclusion. And you know, I was thinking, because I used a different paper.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you said, oh, you can use the, you know, you don't have to use the paper that's in the journal. Yep. You can use the, so if you, oh, I'll use the paper that I usually, because I'm more familiar with that.
Yeah.
And so I decided to use that paper.
Yeah.
But then I figured, hey, you know, why don't we give it? If maybe people who follow, or, you know, maybe somebody wants it, we could give it as a giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Give away the little square that we draw.
Yeah.
We need to finish it then.
Yeah, I have to finish it. But, you know, because it's I can take it off and then.
Yeah.
So it could be like, you know, if people want to, you know, follow you and me or whatever, then they could get this original work. And I think it's really inspiring. I mean, if you're trying to learn and to see the actual drawing, you know, one thing is a print of it.
Yes.
But one thing is like you see the actual drawing, then you'll learn so much from it.
Yes, definitely.
Because you'll see the layers better and you'll see, you know, all of the colors that were used. But you know, I like to share my work. I'm really not, you know, kind of married to them. I love to send them out to the world.
Oh, that's good.
And I love it for people to have them.
Yeah.
You know,
I find it slightly harder. It's like, oh no, it's mine. I worked hard.
You know, I thought that like that for me in the beginning, but once I started letting it go, it dramatically changed my practice.
Dramatically. Okay.
So that's what I do now. You know, I just, I don't hold on to them. You know, if somebody wants to buy, I sell whatever work, you know, because I feel that, well, it brings somebody joy.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, I cannot just store things in, you know, I just don't have the space. So I'm just happy to.
Yeah.
If somebody wants them, or, you know, that's wonderful.
No, it's a lovely idea.
It's just really changed the way I, you know, just changed the energy of my practice, you know, rather than holding on to something and like.
Right.
Just.
Do you feel like that helps with the perfectionism side as well?
I think so. Definitely. And just to switch the energy from, you know, hold that, like this precious thing, like, oh, it's a precious thing, you know, it is something that's so precious, I can't let go of it. Like, well, you know, that's something that I made at this time, and I will make something again. I will make something different.
That's true.
And if it can bring somebody joy, well, then I'm very happy.
Oh, well, I guess we should end it there. Thank you so much for joining me, Victoria.
Oh, it's fun. I wish I could have done more.
I know. I wish we could just carry on drawing and chatting for all day. It would be so good.
Yeah, it was great. Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I will finish it, and then I'll send I'll send you the picture when it's done.
Please do. I can't wait to see it.
Yes. Okay.
Well, great. And thank you everybody else for joining us today. And if you haven't already, please go and follow Victoria. And if you'd like your very own practice journal, this is the equine edition, and you can get it on Learn My Craft or on Amazon. And if you want to watch this episode and other episodes back, then you can find it on YouTube, the Learn My Craft podcast. And see you next time. Thank you, Victoria.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
If you've enjoyed listening, remember you can watch this podcast with video and no ads at learnmycraft.com, where you'll also find animal art practice journals, books, and tutorials to get you started. Hit subscribe and follow the podcast, and we'll see you next time.